In a period of a few days, Jessica Chastain was nominated for an Oscar and won a Golden Globe for her role in Catherine Bigelow's Zero Dark Thirty. Now, the busy actress stars in a new horror film, Mama, in which a jealous ghost has designs on two small girls. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
I was weaned on horror movies and love them inordinately, but the genre has gone to the dogs. And the muscle-bound werewolves, hormonal vampires, flesh-eating zombies, machete-wielding psychos, etc. It's also depressing how most modern horror pictures have unhappy nihilist endings in which everyone dies and the demons pop back up unvanquished, partly because studios think happy endings are too soft, mostly because they need their monsters for so-called franchises. But Mama is an entertaining step in the right, backward direction. No, it's not original. It doesn't drill for fresh nerves. And the subtext has problems I'll talk about later. But it's a good, old-fashioned ghost story, shapely and poetic, beautifully fashioned, and scary. Let's not forget, scary. The director is first-timer Andy Muschietti, the producer, Mexican-born horror maven Guillermo del Toro, who moves back and forth between popcorn genre pictures and surreal fantasies with imperiled child characters, among them Pan's Labyrinth. Mama hinges on imperiled children, too. Lily and Victoria are little blonde sisters who've spent 5 years alone in a cabin in the middle of the woods after being kidnapped by their estranged father, who just murdered their mother. He doesn't stick around. I won't say why. The girls are finally found by trackers hired by their uncle, and at first they're barely recognizable as human. They hiss and claw and scamper around on all fours. The younger, Lily, was barely a toddler when she entered that cabin. Whisked away from it, she keeps calling out, "Mama." The girl's Uncle Lucas is played by Danish actor Nikolaj Coster-Waldau, who cut a fine romantic presence as the villain in last year's terrific Norwegian thriller Headhunters. But it's Lucas's live-in girlfriend, Annabelle, who's the protagonist. She's played by rising, really risen star Jessica Chastain, her hair cut sharp and dyed raven black, her eyes rimmed with mascara. You can't take your eyes off her, which is a good thing, because you spend a lot of time following her down dark corridors. Annabelle is a goth rocker who doesn't want kids. We know this because in her first scene, she takes a pregnancy test and breathes a sigh of relief when it's negative. So it's quite the challenge to care for two feral girls at the behest of a hovering therapist who thinks the kids need a stable home. Annabelle makes her discomfort plain when the girls are delivered to her and Lucas's new suburban house, supplied by a hospital for occasions like these. You know, the feral kids need a stable home occasions.
Hey, girls.
Hey. Come here.
Mama.
No, don't call me that. I'm not your mom. I'm Annabelle. You can call me that. Or Annie, or whatever you'd like. We could work it out together, right?
Mama.
Yes, that's a broad scene. And yes, the movie will ultimately come down to whether Annabelle can bond with these girls and in the process discover her own maternal instincts, the only effective weapon against the title character. I won't tell you who or what Mama is or where she came from or what she wants, but she's a ghost to conjure with cinema's eeriest, a spidery thing with a face that's a dry-rotted mask of pain and rage. As in many modern horror films, a lot of Mama's scares come with fortissimo musical exclamation marks. But others are the result of director Muschietti's witty staging, with sight gags that make you laugh and then gasp, like the shot in which Little Lily is playing tug-of-war with her off-screen sister Victoria, and, oh wait, there's Victoria walking down the hall. So who? Oh. Fernando Velázquez's music is deliciously hammy, evoking nursery rhymes and funeral processions. And there are swirling, swooping, eye-popping expressionist dream sequences, visions, really, telepathically induced by a jealous and very volatile spirit. The biggest problem is that the central question, whether selfish punk Annabelle will find her inner mom and save the girls, is beyond old-fashioned. It's reactionary. But the heart-rending operatic climax sweeps you up in a more complicated question. Whether either or both of these little girls will forsake a devoted but demonic psycho mama for one who might be less constant but won't suck out anyone's innards. I was guessing right till the end, which is not only satisfying, there's no potential sequel in sight.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. And follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hirschfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Nell Beschenstein is our associate producer of online media. Roberta Sharrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.